Good morning, everybody. Why don't we turn to Romans chapter 14 this morning? Just thinking of something that's just a real blessing that we have here. David has talked about a lot, and it's just a lot of people don't have it. It's the idea of being able to get along and agree at the same time of having our disagreements, of little things that we disagree on, but they don't have to take over and cause us to be separated in every way, So let's read here a little bit. Now accept the one who is weak in faith, but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his opinions. One person has faith that he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats vegetables only. The one who eats is not to regard with contempt the one who does not eat, and the one who does not eat is not to judge the one who eats, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge the servant of another? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person regards one day above another, another regards every day alike. Each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. So we each are convinced about what we believe, but what really matters is that we don't cause that to be a disagreement, or cause it to be a reason to put somebody off, not get along with them just because of a disagreement. And we see churches and groups that they're basically the same except for one tiny little issue that they disagree on, and they won't take communion together because of that. It's just really, really amazing. And you're just because of one little issue, just throw everything out. I remember, me and my brothers used to have, sometimes we'd have big disagreements and arguments and stuff, and I've talked about this before some, but it helped us, I think, to, if there was anything good that came out of it, I think it helped us to learn to get along with people, even if we didn't agree with them. And it's just good to be able to get along with people, even if everything that we believe isn't exactly the same. So that's about it. Anybody have any prayer requests this morning? Pray for those that are sick, can't be here. Okay. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for this beautiful morning you gave us again, and the nicer weather, and for springtime that looks like it's about here, and for all the blessings that you give us every morning. And we ask for healing on those that are sick, and pray that you would keep everybody safe in their travels and through our week and our work. Pray for the brethren in Mexico and Guatemala, and the young men who are getting married this week in Guatemala. Help that all to go well. And thank you for your goodness to us every day. In Jesus' name, amen.